How is Jared Cook going to influence what you guys do on offense, and also just your tight end group in general? Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of versatile guys, Lee and Clive. How's he going to impact the versatility of that group, and how's he going
to
benefit?
Well, we're really excited to have Jared. You know, he's developed. I mean, at this point, you know, you're getting a guy that's in his prime. He's physically, he's grown. He's from when he came out. To where he is now, he's really worked at his body, his strength. He's a guy that we think can do a little bit of everything. He blocks a little better than maybe he's given credit for. He definitely can be a matchup problem for defenses to deal with and handle. We see a number of those guys throughout the year. We're glad to have one ourselves.
Could you envision he and Clive working in the same formation, or is it going to impact how much Clive gets to play? How's it going to impact him?
Well, it'll impact Clive in that he'll have to push and really create an additional role. It won't be as easy for him to have a role made that's kind of waiting for him, because with a guy like Jared, he's going to demand a certain amount of snaps each game. So Clive's going to have to work hard to create value for himself, so that we're getting him involved as well. But we like having Lee back healthy, and
right.
Having a guy like Jared, and then having a developing Clive, and Clive just needs to come on, develop, and blossom into the guy that we know he can be.
With Jared, what did you think of how quickly he was able to gain a rapport with a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers? What did that show you last year?
Yeah, you know, we kind of looked at a lot of different factors. Certainly, you know, him being adaptable, being intelligent enough to pick up systems and do the things that we need him to do was a big part of it.